Good evening. It's an honor and privilege to meditate on a portion of God's Word with you this evening. As Stephen says, and as you see in your ministry guide this evening, our text is 2 Corinthians 4:16. And as you turn to that passage in your Bible or turn to it in the ministry guide, let me give a brief context of where we are in that letter that Paul wrote. The Apostle Paul has had a history with the Corinthian church in practicing his apostolic authority in admonishing them and rebuking them and helping to train them up in righteousness as a people of God in Corinth. Well, Paul is having to defend his apostolic authority in this letter, and he is defending it by arguing that his suffering for Christ shows actually his dependence on Christ and not in his own strength. Paul and his companion Timothy, they find joy and confidence in living for Christ in this life because their eyes are not on this life but on the life to come. Their hope is in being resurrected and seeing Jesus face to face. And so because Paul and Timothy are sure that they will persevere in this life to the next life, they see this life as momentary and light of affliction, and they urge the Corinthian church to join them in their gospel ministry. Well, let's read 2 Corinthians 4:16. Paul and Timothy write, "So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day." Well, we see in our verse tonight that the Holy Spirit renews the spirits of God's people every day, despite our bodies wasting away. And therefore, we do not lose heart in living for Jesus. And this will serve as our 2 points this evening. Point number one, our outer self is wasting away. And point number two, our inward self is being renewed day by day. Well, in 2 Corinthians, we find that Paul and Timothy experienced firsthand their bodies wasting away. In chapter 1, Paul and Timothy, they say they experienced great affliction in Asia, so much so that they were despairing of life itself. And at that time, they thought that they had received the sentence of death. In chapter 4, Paul and Timothy say they were afflicted in every way. They were perplexed, they were persecuted, and they were carrying in their bodies the death of Jesus. In chapter 11, we see a long list of how Paul had suffered for the name of Christ. And in chapter 12, Paul even says that he was given a thorn in his flesh so that he would not become conceited. Well, brothers and sisters, this evening, are you experiencing your outer self wasting away? Do you find yourself crying out to the Lord because of languishing and suffering? Do you resonate with David in Psalm 6 and having bones that are troubled? Are you experiencing sickness that has long troubled you to your core? Brothers and sisters, I would encourage you to cry out to the Lord like David did. Find joy and hope that we have, namely, that we will be resurrected with Christ on that last day. And fellow UBC members, I would encourage you not only to pray through our membership directory each day, that is a great guide for prayer for our body, but also to be praying for the members highlighted in our steadfast prayer list. Like we've already mentioned this evening, Cynthia Cochran and Melissa Tolson, pray for them as they are going through chemo. Wayne Summers is now home, recovering from being in the hospital for his heart. Pray for Wayne. Even if you do not feel yourself like you are being bodily troubled to your bones, there are people in our body, in our congregation, that are. Pray for them. Strive to lift our brothers and sisters up to the Lord in prayer. Well, brothers and sisters, are you grieving this evening? Has the loss of a loved one you have held so dear gone to be with the Lord, and you miss them dearly? Let us continue to pray for the family of Gloria Schaefer, for the Burns family, and for Paul Ussery. Jimmy's stepmom and Paul Ussery's grandmother have passed away this last week due to struggling with Alzheimer's. Pray for our members who are going through this time of grief. Folks, this wasting away of our bodies, this sickness we experience, the grief that we bear, the evil that we see in this world, and the afflictions we face in this life, they are all results and consequences of sin. Friends, we are all born in sin, and we are under the curse of the law. And we live in this sin-filled world where the wages of our sin, it is death. Well, this bad news is crucial if we are to see and experience the good news of being renewed day by day. David saw it. We saw that this morning in chapter 6 of Psalms. He saw he needed the Lord to deliver him, and he cried out to the Lord. Do you see it? Do you see the effects of sin in the world? More importantly, do you see the effects of sin in your own life? Or have you sought the Lord to deliver you from wasting away outwardly? But not only outwardly, but from wasting away inwardly in your sin. Beloved, do not lose heart. If you know Jesus by faith, though your outward body is wasting away, the Holy Spirit will renew your spirit day by day. And that is our second point this evening. Our inner self is being renewed day by day until we see the day of the Lord. Paul and Timothy in 2 Corinthians, they also experienced the renewal of their spirits each and every day. They experienced God's grace. When they were suffering unto the point of death in Asia, the Lord delivered them, and they continued to set their hope on the Lord. Through all the afflictions and persecutions they experienced, they saw them as light and momentary compared to the eternal weight of glory that was awaiting them, and that would be beyond comparison on that last day. And even though Paul's thorn in his flesh never went away, Jesus said his grace was sufficient for Paul, because the power of Christ becomes perfect in Paul's weakness and suffering. Well, our verse tonight, it is speaking about the person who has placed their faith in Christ and have been forgiven of their sins. And the Holy Spirit that has brought them to new life in Christ is renewing them day by day. And their hope is that they will be resurrected with Christ on that last day. Paul and Timothy, though they suffered many afflictions and trials in the faith, they didn't lose heart. Their eyes were fixed on eternity, when they would put off their mortal, perishable bodies and be raised to imperishable bodies with Jesus. Oh, friends, do you find joy and courage in the fact that we walk by faith and not by sight? Have you experienced the sufficiency of God's grace in your life, his power being made perfect in your weakness? Isaiah 40:31 says, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint." Well, when we try to fix our troubled souls in our own strength, we will become faint and weary of trying. Though some of us may be young and vigorous, even strong-willed, we will fall down on our faces, exhausted. Our strength must not just be renewed, it must be remade. God remakes our souls so that they are mended back together from being marred by sin. David says in Psalm 73, "My heart and my flesh, they may fail, But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. You see, David's hope was not in this life, or even in the strength of his own life. No, David's hope was in the Lord. Folks, this hope of being renewed day by day can be for all who would first recognize they are sinners against their Creator. And thus they have earned the wages of sin, which is death. We all alike must come to this truth that we are dead spiritually in our sinful state before the presence of our God. But God, in His mercy, sent His Son Jesus to live a perfect, obedient life before God in our place. And so He lived the life we could never live, and He was thus qualified to pay the penalty for our sin by dying in our place on the cross of Calvary. And God accepted His death as payment for our sin by raising Him from the dead 3 days later. And 40 days after He resurrected, He ascended to His Father in heaven, where He is seated at the right hand of His Father on high, and He ever intercedes on our behalf. You see, this spiritual new life in Christ, where we are renewed inwardly day by day, it can be for all those who would repent of living for self and for sin, and to turn and trust in the person and work of Jesus Christ and what He did on our behalf. For those who are born again spiritually and are living for Jesus Christ, they will be renewed inwardly day by day. Because our hope is that we will one day have resurrection bodies with Christ Jesus. We will be in His presence forever. This is the hope that Paul and Timothy had in 2 Corinthians, and it's the hope that we all can have. Brothers and sisters, do not lose heart. Do not give up in persevering in the faith, for sharing the good news of Jesus, as we have heard tonight, with your coworkers. Even though we may be weak now for Jesus, His power is perfected in our weakness. And we will one day live with Him by the power of God for eternity. Well, if you are here this evening and you would not consider yourself a Christian, can you see that what we do is not boasting in anything that what we have done? But we boast in what Jesus Christ has done for us on our behalf, in His death and His resurrection. Would you repent of sin and believe in God, because He has accepted Christ's death as payment for our sin? Will you trust this Jesus who died to bring you back to a relationship with our Father in heaven? And before your outer self and your inner self wastes away into eternity, separated from Christ, would you submit to Christ's lordship as ruler over your life? Christ can recreate your heart so that you are renewed day by day until you reign with Him forever in His kingdom. Well, as a church, members here at UBC, we can corporately apply our verse tonight. We can cultivate an atmosphere here at UBC that we are being renewed day by day in our inner spirits. We can help one another persevere until we attain that end time, last day, resurrection life with our Lord. And we can do this through discipling relationships, which we have already talked about this evening. You see, UBC exists in part to protect us from ourselves. Brothers and sisters, let's be proactive in discipling relationships within this body. Humbly invite discipline. Ask one another for correction, and welcome rebuke when you receive it. Weep with those who weep. Rejoice with those who are rejoicing. You see, these are wise ways we can corporately be renewed day by day as we long for that final day. Church, this type of formal discipline, relationships one with another in our body, this is a form of love, because the Bible teaches that love is holy. It makes demands and it rejoices in the truth of God and His Word. Well, we as UBC, we can help one another abide in the renewing love of Christ. And His love is perfected in us as we help one another obey and keep His Word, as we help one another reach heaven. And submitting to one another and heeding instruction and correction will mark us off as an embassy of Christ's kingdom from the rest of the world. Right here on this hill next to the U of A, we can shine bright as ambassadors for Christ, because we are helping one another by the power of the Word and the Spirit to remain accountable in the faith as we await the return of our King, Jesus.